The Antarctic Treaty. Text by Julie Hayden. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Antarctica. Antarctica is the fifth largest continent on Earth. It is also the coldest, windiest, driest, and highest continent. It is an ice-covered place where no large plants grow, and no land mammals, reptiles, or amphibians live. Antarctica covers an area of more than 13.6 million square kilometres. It is nearly twice the size of Australia, or 1.5 times the size of the United States of America. Antarctica does not belong to one country, and it has no government. People visit Antarctica usually as tourists, or to do scientific research. But no one lives there all the time. Chapter 2. Discovering Antarctica. Antarctica was the last continent to be discovered. It is not certain who first saw Antarctica, but sailors began to map Antarctica's coast from their ships in the 1800s. The first confirmed landing was in the mid-1890s. Over the next few years, several men tried but failed to reach the South Pole, which is the Earth's southernmost point. Finally, a team led by Norwegian Roald Amundsen reached the South Pole in 1911. By then, countries around the world were becoming more and more interested in the frozen continent, and soon 7 nations, Argentina, Australia, Chile, France, New Zealand, Norway, and the United Kingdom, had laid claim to parts of Antarctica. Talk of a treaty. As so many nations had made a claim to territory in Antarctica, it was clear that fighting might break out. Diplomats from different countries wanted to stop a war from starting, so they began talking about a treaty for Antarctica. A treaty is a written agreement signed by 2 or more nations. Several countries had already set up research stations in Antarctica where scientists could live and work. Most scientists worked during the summer months when it was not as cold as in winter. Scientists hoped a treaty would allow them to continue their work and to exchange information with scientists from other countries. Chapter 3. The Antarctic Treaty. In 1959, 12 nations signed the Antarctic Treaty. The nations were Argentina, Australia, Belgium, Chile, France, Japan, New Zealand, Norway, South Africa, the Soviet Union, the United Kingdom, and the United States of America. The treaty came into force in 1961. Aims of the treaty. One of the aims of the Antarctic Treaty was to put on hold all claims to territory in Antarctica. So although no nation gave up its claim to territory in Antarctica, the nations agreed not to take any further action. Instead, people from the treaty nations would coexist peacefully while in Antarctica. Another aim was to promote scientific research and international scientific cooperation. The treaty nations agreed that it was in the interest of all humans that scientific research in Antarctica continue, and that scientists from different countries help each other. Still another aim was to protect the Antarctic environment, including Antarctica's plants and animals. In the Antarctic Treaty, the nations agreed that Antarctica shall be used for peaceful purposes only. Freedom of scientific research in Antarctica shall continue. Scientific information and personnel shall be exchanged between countries. Nuclear explosions and the dumping of radioactive waste is not allowed in Antarctica. Inspections of any nation's stations, equipment, supply ships, aeroplanes, and helicopters are allowed. There shall be freedom of access to all areas of Antarctica. Over the next 20 years, other agreements were created that supported the Antarctic Treaty. These agreements went into more detail about the conservation of Antarctica's animals and plants. The treaty has been a huge success. There has never been a war in Antarctica. Nations cooperate while doing important scientific research, and there are rules in place to protect Antarctica's environment. Today, 46 countries have signed the Antarctic Treaty. Chapter 4. The Madrid Protocol. An important issue that was discussed by the treaty nations in the 1980s was whether mining should be allowed to take place in Antarctica. Some countries thought that it may be possible to mine valuable minerals in Antarctica while still protecting the Antarctic environment. However, some countries did not want any mining to take place. This led to talks about better ways of protecting the Antarctic environment. In 1991, the Antarctic Treaty Nations signed an agreement called the Madrid Protocol. A protocol is a document that is added to a treaty and that includes information to do with the treaty. The protocol came into force in 1998 and called Antarctica a natural reserve devoted to peace and science. It set strict rules to protect the Antarctic environment. The Madrid Protocol banned mining in Antarctica, set strict rules for waste storage and disposal, banned bringing non-native species of plants and animals into Antarctica without a permit, set rules to help reduce marine pollution, said that nations must make plans to prevent and deal with an environmental emergency. Chapter 5. Living in Antarctica. There are now more than 40 research stations in Antarctica, run by many nations. The people who live and work at the stations must live by the rules set out in the Antarctic Treaty and the Madrid Protocol. It is not only scientists who work in Antarctica. Engineers, mechanics, carpenters, plumbers, electricians, doctors, chefs, and station leaders also work at the stations. There are no shops in Antarctica, so everything people need to live and work there must be brought in, usually on large ships. Scientists in Antarctica. Scientists go to Antarctica to study many different areas of science. Biologists study Antarctica's animals, while botanists study Antarctica's plants. Meteorologists study the atmosphere and weather. Glaciologists study Antarctica's ice, and geologists study the Earth's crust in Antarctica and beneath the Southern Ocean. Oceanographers study the Southern Ocean, while medical researchers study what living in Antarctica does to the human body. Chapter 6. Tourists in Antarctica. A small number of tourists visit Antarctica each year. Most arrive on ships that are owned by tour companies. Tourists must also obey the rules set out in the Antarctic Treaty and the Madrid Protocol. For example, tourists must not leave rubbish or disturb animals or plants. They must obey safety rules and get permits to visit protected areas. And they must not disturb scientific research.